Tribune story the other day began this way. The $130,000-a-year executive director of Chicago's chronically troubled animal care and control shelter was fired for warehousing dogs in conditions that made dangerous dogs more dangerous, City Hall sources said last week. Sources said that Susan Russell's fate was sealed by her underlying philosophy that every dog, even those deemed dangerous, could be rehabilitated. So she's been relieved of her duties. She was out of country and has returned back to the Chicago area just, I believe, this weekend. And she joins us now with our own Steve Dale in studio. Welcome to both of you. How are you?
Thank you so much, John, for having me on.
Probably no fun enjoying a vacation when that's the story that you exit with, huh?
Well, you probably have that right, but there was a lot to enjoy in London as well.
What did you make of that first sentence? Is that there's the summary that people see. Is that what happened here?
Well, I want to be very clear. This was an explanation that I believe came out after a lot of uproar at my termination. And I think it is an absolutely inaccurate assessment of what we do at the city shelter. When I came on as the executive director in May of 2016, a big part of my goal, and I think it's the community's goal as well, was to save healthy and treatable animals as far as their resources and capacity for care would permit. It's a very important part of the statement, is as far as our resources and capacity for care will permit. We were not overcrowding animals. What we were trying to do was let folks know when we were hitting up against capacity. And the reason we do that is because in best practice in sheltering, if you are attempting to save healthy and treatable animals, you want to let the public know when you really need their help. Now, an open admission shelter, a lot of folks are not necessarily aware of what that means or what that is, a control facility and a sheltering facility, but that means that we have to take everything that comes through the door.
How many animals come into the shelter in the city of Chicago?
Well, in 2017, I believe it was roughly 14,000 animals coming through the door. Now, that's just about everything, John.
How many of those are adopted out then?
Well, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I will say thus far in 2018, I believe we've had over 500 dogs adopted out, not as many cats. Most of the cats are transferred out.
And how many of them are put down?
Not a lot.
Would you say more are you find homes for, or more of them do you have to euthanize?
I would say that this year we've been above 90% on our live release. Now, let me tell you what that means.
Live release.
So if you go online and you look at our statistics, which are posted monthly, because we want the community to know how many are coming in and how many are going out, how many are dying in care, how many are being euthanized, and how many are being euthanized at owner request. If you go online, you look at the outcomes in those data, you will see adoptions, you will see returns to owner, and you will see transfers. So you're going to take the total number of outcomes, get rid of those that came in dead. Obviously, they're not going to get any better as the day goes on. But then you're going to divide the number of adoptions, transfers, and return to owner by the total number of outcomes. And you're going to get what's called the live release rate. We do a modified live release rate, so we take out the number of animals that have been brought in by their owners to be euthanized, because Chicago Animal Care and Control does that for a very low fee.
Steve, what is your take on all of this?
Well, the beginning of the paragraph you read, you said something like terminally troubled or frequently troubled or
chronically troubled animal care and control.
They're not. So they were years ago. And one of the reasons why they're not chronically troubled anymore is this woman sitting right here. She changed the culture of animal care and control in Chicago in just over 2 years. So you're rattling off statistics. In essence, it means that more animals get out alive. And if the job description says that, Susan, you did your job. End of story.
Yeah, but the Tribune's also intimating that some of the dogs that were released live maybe should not have been. They cite a 58% increase in biting incidents.
And I'd like to address that as well. As I mentioned, animals come into the shelter. We don't know their backgrounds. We are assessing them as best we can with the resources that we have. And just this year alone, we had Safe Humane Chicago help us look at how we were evaluating dogs. So we were trying to do what is best practice, which is look at the animal when it comes into the shelter, understand what the owner is saying about the animal, understand what we've seen in the shelter, understand what our volunteers are saying, as well as our vets and our staff. And that is how we would gauge whether or no an animal was put on the adoption floor. Now, I will also say animals are animals. The executive director is going to try their darndest to ensure that the processes are in place to have adoptable animals on the floor, but an animal can be adopted from any shelter and come back with a bite being a break in the skin, circumstances varying for each, I'm sure. So I think it's really important to understand that in sheltering, if you are if you are saving more animals, if you are attempting to get the animals out, you're going to have more people working with the animals, and you're going to have more exposure to the animals.
I just want to read one other sentence from the story, because this is what people are reading. It said that the city said that dogs were warehoused, stored in offices, and inhumane conditions. That there was a problem with the, it says, the that exacerbated dangerous behavior, and multiple volunteers and staff members, including Russell, were bitten by dogs. So it sounds like you are trying to gin the numbers up to have as positive a ratio as you can. But in the process, it's bad for the dogs and it's bad for the people. This is what the city is saying.
Understood. And again, I'd like to look at the timing of that explanation as well. But I will say this, that is an absolute false statement that we were, quote-unquote, warehousing animals. When we would get to capacity, we would euthanize for space, and we let people know. So warehousing animals, it's not really a sheltering term per se. We would never put more than one animal to a kennel. The kennels were cleaned daily.
That did not happen. But we didn't have two dogs in a space that was made for one.
Only if they came in as a bonded pair, or if a mother and children came into the shelter. So I do want to address, however, this false impression that's being given of the shelter. We've had several people come into the shelter and talk about how clean it's been. And there's a reason for that. Back in July, we partnered with the Department of Family Support Services and their delegate agency. We have more than, we have about 20 kennel attendants in the morning to clean all of the dog kennels. And I think people need to understand as well, how many kennels do we have at the shelter? We can hold 300 dogs. Do we want to be holding 300 dogs? Not necessarily. We want to keep those numbers lower. But I will say this, there's no canine influenza virus in that shelter right now, and there hasn't been since July. So saying it's chronically troubled, I think it's gotten vastly improved.
Well then, Steve, what do you think happened here? If she sounds genuine.
She is.
You have the interest of the animals at heart.
She does.
That's the job. Absolutely, because people are ultimately going to care for these animals. So I guess, I don't know where the priority is, but maybe people first, make sure we get safe animals in the hands of people that want them. So then why do they let this lady go?
I think it's because she questioned the city on occasion. So even to do my, and Susan, forgive me saying this, but it's the truth, even to do my pet adoption segments with Steve Cochran in the morning, every now and again I'd have Animal Care and Control come in, and I'd have to wait because Susan would say, city isn't telling me whether I have permission to do this.
To do what? To bring the animals to the studio?
Add a dog, an adoptable dog, to the studio. Eventually they would generally do it, but sometimes they wouldn't get back to her. And when they don't get back to Susan then would say, I'm going to do what's right for the animals. Not only with that specific circumstance, but in general, do what's right for the animals, even if City Hall gets questioned.
So was there a personnel issue? Did the mayor's staff and you not get along that well? Did you sense that maybe this was about more than just the dogs and cats?
Well, John, again, I think it's clear in the article. I was never given an explanation, and certainly the explanations that have come out subsequent could have been told to me at the time. They never were. I think what we saw was just a general lack of respect and dignity for that position, perhaps me personally as well. I think we had disagreements, perhaps, on how to run the shelter. I did believe in the mission of saving healthy and treatable animals. I think it's what the city expected. I think the city wanted to see less euthanasia of healthy animals, and that's what we aimed to do. We also aimed to help the public more by providing a valuable community resource.
Hold on. Less euthanasia of the animals. The city wanted to see that.
I think the public and the community, and I think it was very clearly expressed by many people, that killing healthy and treatable animals was not what this city was going to be doing or needed to be doing.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm confused. I mean, that's your mission, too. Uh-huh. By the city, do you mean the city's government of Chicago?
I think the public, John. I want to be clear. I think the public had an expectation.
The public wants
our animal welfare
fewer
community.
Animals to be euthanized,
healthy and treatable
of
animals.
Course. Okay, but this maybe the pressure from the city itself—that is, the city of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel's people, whoever they are down the line—they are less interested in that. They do not want too many animals or dangerous animals released. Their attitude is more, "I'm sorry, but we have a a painless way to end the lives of these dogs and cats. Let's do that.
Well, Susan,
let's do that
Susan,
more aggressively.
I don't want to speak for Susan, but I know for a fact she did when it was thought to be necessary to do that. And interestingly enough, the city actually told at least one alderman, we need to euthanize more animals. Well,
who is that?
What's that?
Who is that? Who is the alderman?
Alderman Nick Sposato.
Okay, hold on a second. Are you looking at the same lines I'm looking
Maybe.
At?
Maybe.
Alderman,
but it's true.
Nick Sposato's on the phone line. Hi, Alderman. You're on the air.
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. So you've been listening to this conversation. What do you want to say?
I just want to say Susan was awesome. This is a travesty that she was fired. I don't know where they got their information from. I've seen the transformation over there. I'm guessing Susan could verify that I probably was there at the shelter more than maybe any alderman, but certainly more than most.
You were our most supportive, I'll tell you that.
So I was there a lot, and I saw everything that happened. It was just they just did awesome things there, and I saw the rally in support of her. On Tuesday night before the 4th of July, they had 500 people out there, so people are really upset about this, Sean, and the city's making a big mistake here. So,
well, Alderman, something doesn't make sense here. The most knowledgeable pet advocate in America is sitting to my right, Steve Dale.
That's a bit much.
I don't think that it is. And then here's this person who's doing a great job. Say you and say Steve.
Oh, more than that. Say 450 or 500 people that were out there.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense she would be terminated.
On the day before the 4th of July. So.
Say it again?
I said there's the 500 people that were out there with a two-day notice the night before the 4th of July. So.
Well, then I got to make a phone call to the city, don't I? I mean, what are they going to tell me? Get in front of that. Either of you. Somebody from the mayor's
staff.
They're
going to tell you. I mean, they're going to tell you she wasn't euthanizing enough animals, and her job was to save animals. So they're going to say, they wanted more animals to be euthanized, and, Susan tried her best and her staff and her volunteers to save as many animals as possible.
Well, I'll tell you something, guys. I can be pretty agnostic about this. That is, I don't think that putting an animal down is a bad thing.
Well, what if there's no need to? And what if you can find a home for that animal?
Then find a home for that animal.
She did.
But evidently, the city disagrees with that. And I just don't think if if that process also means that you are putting too many dogs in confined spaces.
But that was not happening.
I'm telling you what the city is telling me.
I understand,
or if that process includes the possibility that dogs are going to homes that will bite the dogs or the people that already live there, then you're being too aggressive an advocate for the animals, and that should not be your job. Your job should be to do what's best for the city.
And
that's
John,
the city's position.
If I may address that as well, we certainly did put down dogs that were aggressive. And I want to be very clear. Dangerous dogs is a legal term. Listen, you do a dangerous dog investigation. If an owner-owned animal goes out and bites another dog unrestrained and the circumstances are such that investigation needs to be done, then pursuant to the Municipal Code 7-12-050, there's going to be consequences. We were not releasing known dogs with human aggression behaviors or others. Dogs will be dogs, and I recognize that, some folks disagree with this position, but everyone knows when they enter a shelter and they adopt an animal, no one can guarantee exactly what that dog will do when it leaves. And you also cannot guarantee the circumstances under which the dog will be kept when it leaves. So, for example, if you have a dog perfectly sweet in the shelter, was kept in a kennel, they have to be kept in kennels. You can't keep them out roaming around. That's just part of sheltering. Now, we can talk about institutionalization of animals as well, but we have to do something with them. Now, if indeed the dog leaves and that owner decides to walk the dog unrestrained outside while a child is riding a bike, it's not unusual for an animal to chase after a person on a bike and possibly bite. But that's not the fault of the shelter.
Animal.
And the executive director cannot be a guarantor for the behavior of every animal that leaves the shelter. We advise people what to do when they adopt pets. If they're adopting a pet with another pet, we, of course, advise to keep them separate, bring them together. Sometimes they bring their pet into the shelter, and it's a good match. I think what we lose focus on when there's so much emphasis placed on this is the fact of the matter is most animals that leave go into happy homes and do very well. And we have to focus on that.
Stay right there. Susan Russell is in the studio along with our Steve Dale. Alderman, I'm going to let you go. Any last word before we hang up on you? I sure appreciate your calling in.
We just really appreciate Susan, all the good stuff she's done, and I know she'll continue to be an advocate for animals. So.
Alderman Nick Spezzato, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your time. Susan Russell is in our studio. She was the director of the Animal Care and Control Shelter in Chicago. Steve Dale is here, too, from WGN Radio, the pet expert. We're talking about Susan's dismissal from that position just, 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, it was actually a week and a couple days ago.
Week and a couple of days ago. And I guess this controversy is surrounding, is the city too aggressively euthanizing pets, or is the city too aggressively releasing to the care of other people and keeping the pets? What do we do about this animal population? That's the yin and yang of it, would you say, Steve?
Yeah, 14,000-15,000 animals come in, and by law, Susan Russell or any municipal facility anywhere in the country, not only Chicago, has to say, okay, we open our doors to you. So what do you do with all those animals? It's not the equation it was in your mother's animal sheltering era.
Why? What was the equation then?
Because I don't know your mother, but the equation right now is that rescues get involved, other shelters from not only Chicago, other communities.
Do you euthanize for space?
You need to, yeah.
And I think right now...
But the goal is not to.
The goal is not to. The goal is not to euthanize healthy and treatable animals. I want to emphasize that if you don't have to. Chicago Animal Care and Control did euthanize for space occasionally. But we tried to get the word out so that people had an opportunity. You have to be very transparent with your public if you're going to be euthanizing for space. And we definitely tried to do that. But I want to add as well, when you are keeping animals as we were keeping them, and it was not technically overcrowded, as people are saying. There was never more than one animal per kennel unless there was a bonded pair, a mother and children, mother and pups or kittens. But we had a lot of programs at the shelter to keep animals engaged. We partnered with Safe Humane Chicago, and they were instrumental in increasing our capacity of care over the last couple of years. Manners classes, play grouping. We had Dogs Playing for Life come in just there in June to enhance our ability to provide more enrichment for the dogs in the shelter. When you are committing to saving healthy and treatable animals, you do need to keep the animals enriched while they're there.
The dog that bit you
was
put down, right?
It was.
If that dog had bit me, would that dog have also been put down?
Well, yes, if indeed you were in the position I was in and the circumstances were as such. Now, had you provoked that dog, if that dog, say you walked into that dog's house, John, and you were trying to steal that dog's TV, that would be a provoked bite. That's a little bit different. But as you know, we do put down dogs that have human aggression issues, and I'm sure the city shelter will continue to do so.
Our texts include, John, I already made my call this morning about Susan being fired. 311 took my call about it. John, ask Susan about Alderman Ray Lopez. Maybe he's behind her firing. Is he the thorn in your side on this story?
You know, it's interesting. Since I took this job back in May of 2016, not long after this particular alderman became a critic, a constant critic, and it really did not stop. And quite frankly, I didn't see the point of it all. It seemed not to help any of the animals in the shelter. He didn't come down to the shelter.
Do you know, did he exacerbate this? Was he involved in your dismissal?
You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. What I can say is that I think over the last 2 years and 2 months, calling for my resignation pretty much nonstop, I think he set the stage for people to question the good work that we were doing at the shelter.
The next text, John, the animal rescues in Chicago love Susan, and they're the ones that work with the shelter the most.
True.
And that is true. That is true. When you actually are at the shelter, which, that particular alderman, I really never saw him at the shelter, but when you are actually at the shelter, you see the progress that the community was making. It was quite something, and it will remain quite something.
We're out of time. Susan, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I know you told me off the air, Steve probably knows this as well, while you're no longer the director, you said your commitment is still going to be to help animals in Chicago. We'll reach out to the city and see if they want to tell us their side of the story, but something here doesn't fit.
It's a shame. It's not necessary. And you know what? Companion animals really do matter, Mayor. He can't hear me now. He's off in China or somewhere.
We'll send him the podcast.
Please.
Susan, and if I could, I just want to encourage the city. Please support your local shelter. Support Animal Care and Control. Get down there, adopt, foster, volunteer, and promote those animals.
Thanks for coming in, Susan Russell.
Thank you.
Steve Dale, you the same.
Me.
Thank you, King John.